Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Mary, and you're listening to the Positivity Podcast. So today I want to talk about feeling lost and feeling disconnected. And I think that is something we can all relate to. We're all just sometimes feeling like that. And so currently my life has been such a big chaos, and there's so much going on in my life that just keeps me out of my routine, and that led to me just feeling a bit lost lately. And I think that is something completely normal that is like happening to all of us sometimes. And so I just wanted to be that podcast episode to be about how to get out of that feeling and how to just navigate through this time. And so let me just first start with my current situation and just like talking you a bit through that, explaining. Yeah, so let me just quickly explain. So I am currently studying and I'm about to move to Bali for my practical semester abroad, and I love traveling, and I already have been traveling quite a lot, but never for such a long time. I'm gonna be gone for 6 months, living abroad, living in Bali, and I'm just a bit nervous, to be honest. There's just so much involved with this moving. I just have to get rid of so much stuff in my apartment. I need to find a room where I can store all my things, since I'm gonna rent my apartment for the time that I'm abroad. I had to find an apartment in Canggu, and I had to just organize so much. And it's currently summer here in Germany, and I'm also just, I don't know, I feel like summer is also a period where you just do so much, you spend so much time outside, and you meet so many new people. You're just filling your schedule up so much, and I just feel like it's quite hard to stay in my routine. And I know that in a period where a lot of change is happening, like I'm experiencing currently, where I just don't know what's gonna happen in the next 7 months, and I'm just gonna move to a different country. And I'm also on vacation a lot. Like, not a lot. I really need to save money for my practical semester. But I have been in London as well for 1 week. And it's just a lot going on. And it's hard for me to keep up with my routine. Like, I feel like it's super important for me, in order to feel connected to myself and feel at ease, to keep up with my routine. Like getting up early, doing my workouts, getting my workouts in, having my little morning routines and my evening wind downs, and just taking time on myself. And it's just really hard to keep up with that when there's just so much on your schedule and you want to go out and meet people and go on vacation, and your schedule is just so full and so chaotic. I also started a new job to make some money for my practical semester, and I just have been getting really out of my routine. So when I got back from London, I just felt so lost and so disconnected, and I just felt so overwhelmed, and I just needed those tools to recenter and get back to myself. And I just wanted to talk about those tools that I have for myself, and you should also find for yourself. Maybe you already have some of them, but it's really important in those times to remember the tools that get you out of that rut. So I think losing this connection on the inside is just something we're all experiencing sometimes, and it's just really important to allow yourself to feel that way. Because if you fight against this feeling, it will just get worse. we just need to allow ourselves to not feel our best all the time. It's just unrealistic to think that only because you do a lot of self-care and a lot of self-development that you will reach that point of just being at ease all the time. I think that is super unrealistic and it's just not human. I mean, we're all sometimes just having bad days, bad moments, and we all sometimes go through situations that just, yeah, make us feel disconnected and get out of that feeling of ease. So allow yourself to feel that way, and at the same time, remember the techniques to ground yourself again and to get yourself back to, yeah, just feeling good and feeling connected. So for me, that is definitely listening to my favorite podcasts. I am a huge fan of podcasts. I mean, that's the reason why I'm also having my own podcast now, obviously. But it gives me just so much. Because when you're listening to people talk about the stuff that you are going through as well, it just shows you that you're not alone and that everyone's going to periods like that once in a while, and it's completely normal. And they also remind you of what you already know, because even though you know how you should deal with those feelings, it's sometimes really hard to apply that in those situations. When you're just feeling so lost and disconnected, it's hard to remember what gets you out of that. And even though you know what will, it's hard to just apply it in the moment, in the situation where you don't feel connected and you're just not in the right headspace. So I think it just gives you so much to hear those things and those tools that you might already know, but just to hear them over and over again from other people in other ways. That's why I also love reading self-help books. Even though sometimes they're just like talking about the same stuff. Like, even though I have two books that are literally about the exact same thing, it's just something else. I think those things you can never hear enough. You should always just hear or read all over again, over and over and over and over again, because your mind just keeps forgetting them. Maybe you know them, but you will just lose them again. You know what I'm saying? It's just only because you know those things don't mean that you can always apply them. Our minds are so complex and they are so good in tricking ourselves. So it's just important to, yeah, as I already said, just repeatedly hearing it or reading it. So that is definitely a tool for me, listening to podcasts about the topics I am struggling with right now. And also, yeah, as I already mentioned now, reading inspiring books, reading self-help books, self-help books. And yeah, I feel like just reading about those things makes you feel less alone and makes you just remember those things in your heart again. Then also focusing back on your goals. Because when we're out of our routines and we're just overwhelmed, feeling lost, we just stop remembering what it is that we're doing all this for. And just refocusing back on your goals, on your purpose, and yeah, just recentering is just so important to organize yourself again. Also, it just helps me a lot to write those things down. Just in those moments where I realize that I feel disconnected and everything's a bit out of order, I just take out my journal, or if it's your notes app, it's also fine. Just take out something you can write on and just write all your feelings down, write all those things down that are important to you and just, yeah, get those thoughts out, because sometimes we get so much in our heads and it's a big chaos. And just to write everything down that you're thinking, that you're struggling with, and the things that are actually important to you and that are actually important in the long term, just helps you reorganize and refocus. Because when you see those things on paper and you have them out of your head, then you will just automatically feel more organized and more put together. And if it's a certain problem or situation that makes you feel so lost and so disconnected, then ask yourself, is it actually that important? Is it actually so important that it just justifies me feeling that way right now? Will that problem be important in 5 years or 10 years from now? And if it won't be, then try to let it go and try to tell yourself, it's not that serious. I know it makes me feel like that right now, and it is serious to me right now, but just to make clear to yourself, it actually isn't. It's just in my head right now, and it's okay that I feel that way, but I let myself just let go of it and tell myself that it's okay, that it will pass, and that it's not as serious as it feels right now. Just have some grace with yourself and just tell yourself that it will be okay and it's not as important as it seems right now. I already just briefly mentioned that, but writing down your thoughts and feelings is just so important, especially in those times. So I am writing a diary, but you can also just journal, or as I already said, use your notes app. But writing things down is so important. I feel like we should really all do that, because it's just something else. Our thoughts are so chaotic. They're so chaotic. And it's just impossible to organize our thoughts. This is just so important because, yeah, as I already said, our thoughts are just so chaotic, and you can just organize them on paper and it will just release them out of that chaos, and it will make things more clear, and yeah, it will just also help you to control your feelings. So I can definitely recommend keeping up a diary or a journal, since yeah, it's just something that you can benefit a lot from. Also, what I personally want to include more into my routine, and I haven't been as consistent with as I would like to, but gratitude journals. This is just so, so important, and it's such a good thing, because gratitude is what actually brings happiness into our lives. Because honestly, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure that you have some kind of privilege, because you will have some kind of advice to listen to this podcast, which means you're not living in complete poverty, hopefully. And even if you are, there are always things that we can be grateful for. We all have those things in our lives that are just, that just mean so much to us. And it's just not a thing that comes natural to us to be grateful for them regularly. It just doesn't come natural to us. It's just not something that is just happening naturally. We have to decide to be grateful for those things. We have to decide to be grateful. And to do that, we need to take the time to get out that journal and write the things down that we are grateful for, and allow us to feel grateful for the things that we have in our lives. If it's like a certain person or your apartment or something about yourself, your job, your friends, whatever it is, we all have so many things we can be grateful for, and just writing them down daily. Maybe start with 5 things or maybe 10. We all have at least 5 things we are grateful for. For example, like our health, or just that we are alive. It's such a huge gift. And yeah, the health of our friends and family and just people we met, and safety, having enough to eat, not having to worry too much about money. Downward comparison is just something that also makes us feel better. It may sound like something bad because we don't want to put other people down, but we can't allow ourselves to just compare ourselves to people that have it worse in our heads. We don't have to tell them like, oh shit, you have it worse than me. But we can just have this thought in our heads because we're comparing ourselves so much to people that are better than us or have things that we don't have. But we barely compare ourselves to the people that have less than we do. And it's actually healthy for us to compare ourselves to the people that have it worse. So yeah, gratitude and downward comparison is just something really beneficial, especially in those times you feel super lost and disconnected. Then also taking a social detox to recenter. Even though we love hanging out with the people around us, with our friends or family, especially in those times where we're feeling lost and disconnected, it's just easy to numb ourselves with, activities and meeting people and surrounding ourselves with the people that are good for us. But especially in those times, it's important to be with ourselves so we can process our feelings and we can just recenter. So have a small social detox. It can also just be one evening that you take for yourself just to, calm down and organize your thoughts. Use all those tools to recenter, and that will just, something you can truly benefit from. So even though you have the urge to distract yourself with, just people and activities, don't do it. Just take this one evening or one day by yourself and get back into routine, because routine is what calms us down. Also, in those times where you just feel lost and disconnected, stop chasing and start trusting. Because when we're feeling lost and overwhelmed, we're often in a bad headspace and we are thinking about all those things we still have to do and that we were neglecting and that are overwhelming us and that we are not enough and that we have to chase all those things to feel better and to be better. But remind yourself in those moments, in those times, that you should just trust, because you are enough and what you are doing is enough. And in those moments where you don't feel your best, you shouldn't put pressure on yourself. You should just trust that better days are coming and that you will feel better again and more put together. And there's nothing you have to do right now or you have to be right now. Just trust that life will just turn out in your favor. You know what I mean? Just trust the process and trust that everything comes into your life for a reason. And those periods where you feel lost and disconnected and everything is just a bit much, they are lessons. And those periods bring growth. So just trust that it's for a reason. And everything you're going through right now is for a reason, and it will lead to growth and it will lead you and bring you to a better place. I really feel like our society is lacking spirituality. There are just so many things that bring you to those feelings of disconnectedness, because our modern world is just so overwhelming and it's so much about achieving and getting places that we just lose our source sometimes. And with spirituality, I don't mean being super religious, or I mean, it's okay if you're religious. I wouldn't describe myself as a religious person, but I think it's a beautiful thing to have faith. And yeah, but what I mean with spirituality is just sitting with ourselves and not being so focused on the outside, but more on the inside. Just the self-work that we should all do more. That's spirituality for me. Spirituality is not the practice on the outside, it's the practice you do on the inside. And if we're honest, our modern world is so focused on the outside. And literally, being focused on the inside is not something that's really aligned with our modern world. Like, it's super important to survive our modern world, but it's not something that you are pushed to. Our modern world is so fast and so much focus on the masculine energies, which are achieving and being strong and being confident and pushing forward and getting places, achieving things. That's what masculine energy is all about. And I don't mean like male attributes, I mean masculine energies. Feminine energies are also something you can find in every man. Like, it's not black and white. I hope you know what I mean with that. I could do a whole episode about this, but I don't want to get too much into that. But I think you all know what I mean when I say that our modern world is focused on the masculine energy. Fast living and fast evolving and, yeah, just super goal-oriented. That's the reason why it's so easy for us to get this feeling of, yeah, just feeling lost and disconnected, because our modern world is literally benefiting from us feeling disconnected. If you're feeling disconnected and you feel a lack for something, then you want to consume. You want to fill that void and you want to have this feeling of connectiveness again. So what you will do is you will consume, and that brings money in our society. So yeah, our whole society is literally designed for you to feel disconnected so that you will bring a benefit to our society. Because if you feel disconnected, you're actually benefiting our society, because you will indulge into consuming. If that's social media or buying things, or yeah, you will just benefit our society. Our society is programmed to make you feel disconnected so that it can keep functioning the way it does right now. Let me tell you a little story. Maybe you already heard of that story. I'm a huge fan of those like Buddhist story. I think that they're originated from the Buddhism, but it's about a fisherman. And that fisherman sits on the shore and he's just, yeah, enjoying the sun. And then a businessman comes along and he says to the fisherman, "What are you doing? It's midday. Why aren't you out there catching fish?" And the fisherman says, "I already caught enough fish to bring me through the day, and I already made enough money on the market so that I can enjoy the sun today." So the businessman says, "Oh, that's wonderful, but why don't you go out there and catch more fish and sell more on the market so that you can make even more money?" And the fisherman asks the businessman, "Why?" And the businessman says, "Well, if you have more money, then you can at some point buy yourself a bigger boat and catch even more fish." And the fisherman asks again, "But why?" And the businessman says, "Well, if you have a bigger boat and you can catch more fish, you can make even more money, and then you can buy an even bigger boat and you can catch so many fish that you will be a rich man." And the fisherman says, "But why?" And the businessman says, "Well, if you are a rich man, you can enjoy life. You can sit in the sun and chill all day." And the fisherman says, "But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting in the sun and I'm enjoying life." So I think this story explains our society so well because we are constantly striving for more and we constantly want to achieve more, but for what? To be happy and to enjoy life? We can do that literally right now. And don't get me wrong, it's a great thing to have goals and to pursue things that's actually super important for us as human beings, but don't forget to enjoy life and don't overwork yourself and put all those expectations on yourself and don't think that you can reach the point where you will be happy and fulfilled because that point is now. You have to be happy and you have to be feeling fulfilled right now and no matter where you are right now. Now is the moment to be fulfilled and to be happy. It's okay. No, it's necessary to have goals and to have a purpose in life and to have things that you want to achieve, but those things will never make you happy and bring you something that you are lacking right now. Because feeling happy and feeling fulfilled is nothing that you can achieve with material things, with achieving your goals. It's something that you have to feel on the path to those goals. Okay, so I think that was all for today's episode, and I really hope that this episode helped you to feel a bit more connected again. And I hope those tools that I gave you are just a short little reminder of what you can do to get yourself out of a rut. And yeah, thank you so much for listening, guys. If you enjoyed this week's episode, don't forget to give this podcast a 5-star rating. That will really help me grow this podcast. And also, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share the episode with your friends or family members. And yeah, check out my socials. And thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day and I hope you feel connected. And yeah, thank you so much and have a great day. Bye, guys.